Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm sitting here broadcasting from my bright red desk in New York City. And today is August 12th, 2015. And it is an absolutely gorgeous Wednesday here in New York City. Beautiful, nice breeze, that kind of perfect perfect August night, not autumn yet. August, autumn's next month. Slow down, Ann. We're going fast enough as it is. And I'm waiting to be welcomed to this lovely, lovely energy that we have flying around. We have a lovely new moon this week. We have Jupiter entering Virgo this week. And we have Mark Woltz this week. Mark, are you there?
I'm here. Hello. I'm here. Speaking from New York.
Hey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everybody. And we also have a Venus star point on Saturday where the Sun and Venus join to start a new 8-year cycle. So abundance, abundance. And, so what we do here on the weekly Access Astrology, we listen to you, talk to you about the heavens and what's going on and what you can do to anticipate it, and we take call from listeners after a fashion. Last week I was in Santa Fe, so I was having a wonderful time under a Santa Fe moon, and I missed you guys, but this week I'm back in town, and off we go. So, and I think Heather's
okay.
going to be joining us shortly. So,
very good.
So, Mark, what's new in your world?
Well, I think the Venus star point is exciting,
mm-hmm.
and it's always nice when Venus lines up with the Sun,
mm-hmm.
and does that whole cycle, and it brings out the Venus side of things, the
right.
power of attraction.
Mm-hmm. The abundance of light. Yeah.
And the abundance, yeah.
And the abundance of expansion, yeah. And she turns from an evening star to a morning star, which is
right.
always fun.
Yep.
She goes down.
Yep. So
down into the underworld.
She rises before the Sun now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she's down under there. She reappears pretty quick. And I keep my little calendar right here. So she disappears on the 11th. And then she's back in the sky on the 20th, in the morning, though, instead of at night.
Mm-hmm.
So she becomes a morning star. And she says, okay, let's go. And off we go. And there's a real shift when she's retrograde. What that also means is she's conjunct the Sun near Earth rather than on the far side of Earth. So if you arrange three things on your desk or in your living room table, wherever you're listening to us, and you have one be the Earth and one be the Sun and one be Venus, when Venus, this conjunction, Venus is between the Earth and the Sun. So she's closer to us. It's called an inferior conjunction. And she's much more connected to the heart process, what the heart actually wants. Other times when she's conjunct the Sun, she's on the far side. So it's Earth, Sun, Venus. And that's when you get asked to be out in the world, when the world says, this is what you're supposed to do, as opposed to the interior or the it's actually called an inferior conjunction, but I hate inferior because it sounds like there's something wrong with it. It's actually interior. It's more what your heart really wants. So if you
That's
think
nice.
Back 8 years ago, there was an interior or an inferior conjunction of Venus in Leo too. So there was an 8-year story that began then in August of 2007 and then August of 99, August of 91, August of 83, we began these whole new processes. So there's a lot of energy here around expansion and growth and trying new things. So it's kind of fun. So I'm liking it, and it's a great time to think about what it is you want to grow and bloom in your business or grow and bloom in your heart or grow and bloom in whatever house Leo rules in your chart. So what are you growing and blooming, Mark?
Well, a little garden plot.
A garden plot, okay, I like that.
Yeah.
And I think I hear Heather, yeah.
Yes, this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Good. On the banks of the Mississippi, right?
On the banks of the Mississippi on this interesting night.
Mm-hmm.
This Leo lineup, you know, as a Virgo, I'm getting kind of tired of it and really am happy that Jupiter headed into Virgo. And watching this lineup sitting right on Donald Trump's Mars and Ascendant. And
that's what's going on with the Donald.
Yeah, and he's been so such an example of over-the-top, you know, the Leo shadow side instead of the huge-hearted, quiet, gracious gift that a Leo can be on a good day.
Right.
But this lineup, and I'm hearing so many people just in hysterics and upset about small things. And, like, it's very hard to say what they need at a small scale.
Mm-hmm.
So these huge dramas are being acted out. A couple of teenagers that have gone totally off the rails as a way of trying to make their point. While, you know, the Leo, it does talk about the therapeutic aspect of acting it out. It's a great time to do astrodrama or psychodrama or, you know, do get into a boffer fight and wrestle with your family. But, you know, act it out.
Yeah, know that it's a drama.
Yeah.
Be dramatic.
Play with it. Write a short story about a character who gets even rather than actually pick up the knife.
Right, right.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, absolutely crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And out of control, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Leo is just a little bit wild and crazy.
I'm glad that that Jupiter has gone into Virgo for the year. I see that as, you know, your work shall set you free. I mean, it could really help in work and in general in employment levels.
Mm-hmm.
And it may affect publishing and the craft of publishing. But I think for many people it will be about how does our industrious free us up? It's not like my work is my slave place, but how can I work for what I care about and do for what I want? It might also support labor politics. But we'll see what happens with that Jupiter.
Labor politics, interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way. See, I think of it as like the, you know, the working people. It's very much lobbies and not lobbies, unions and kind of that whole process, you know, because it's very much about, you know, how are we working together to get something accomplished. So, yeah. And it's an important time. And also the Virgo energy is a lot about industriousness. So, but it often corresponds to a little bit of poverty, too, because there's so much work. You're working too hard to spend any money. Or you just have, you know, you're just working. A lot of times it connects with when there's been world wars. And
interesting,
people have
because everybody's been working so hard together.
Everybody's working so hard, or you know, doing the Victory Gardens, or doing kind of being industrious.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
but that's again,
you know,
where the work set them free. It was a feeling like their industriousness. There was a real camaraderie around it. You know, a real positive aspect to it.
Yeah,
and that's
that it really
what I
helped
see is,
on many levels. Yeah, yeah.
Those so kind of cool. Sun Pluto trine today. It's exact. Have you know? I'm waiting for my granddaughter's airplane, and it was on, then it was off. It was on, it was off. I've noticed a lot of. There's been a real staccato. Once people get moving, it's been a real staccato energy. That's another thing I'd say about that lineup in Leo. I think of Leo like a cat, and which gets lazy, 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 and then action, and then lazy, 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 and then action, and that I'm really noticing that when at rest, I'm happy to stay at rest. It's hard to get going. Once I'm going and the energy gets flowing, there's, you know, it's easy to build excitement. Have you noticed that about Leo?
Mm-hmm.
Is that there's a
is
a lazy
That's
side.
True.
It's
yeah,
not a sloppy side.
Excellent.
It's a lazy side. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're resting until there's something sufficiently interesting to chase.
Right.
Yeah,
and then when they do it,
at least that's how
all
mine work around the
barrels.
House. You know, when it's something mm-hmm. fun, they're like, oh, wow, critter, let's go for it. But when it's not interesting, they're like, nah, not worth it.
Right. Conservation of energy.
Yes, conservation of energy completely.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I run for it? Yeah. But
right.
let's talk a little bit
all,
about what the Virgo's going to do, because we got a whole year of it, you know,
mm-hmm.
of Jupiter and Virgo.
That's right.
So
yeah,
it
well,
sort
again,
of seems to... Go ahead.
Again, it is a... a work will set you free sort of thing. If you just pay attention to what's around you and keep busy and active, it all pays
mm-hmm.
off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the answers are in the details
mm-hmm.
with Virgo. So that's true for the Jupiter being there as well. And it requires action, too, because Virgo does things. It's an earth sign. It has its hands
mm-hmm.
into the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not dreamy, it's not, you know, lost in the emotion. It's all about, can you get something to move?
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a to-do list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
I think it'll actually bring up a lot of craft activity.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot of attention paid to crafts that people do, and again... on a kind of a local and individual level.
Mm-hmm. And it's a really interesting, you know, it's that there is a real appreciation for handmade things and the efficiency of well-made things with the Jupiter and Virgo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out in the politics. Often I see... You know, Jupiter, what happens to Jupiter happens to the Democrats, and what happens to Saturn tends to happen to the Republicans. Not always, but there's a kind of the contraction principle versus the expansion principle, whoever's holding that. And I know, you know, some people look at what happens to Jupiter, they see it as the Jupiter is the fat cats. But I don't see that. I see it as to the politics of sharing. And the politics of, you know, sometimes, as Jupiter can enable things sometimes, and the extremes of that can be enabling. And I see Saturn as contraction and conservatism, however they're playing out. And we need a balance of both in our society. But the aspects that happen to Jupiter tend to be right on target. So Jupiter going into Virgo, on, you know, I think that the Democrats will be seen as, you know, the hard-working party that can take care of the little people and tend to the workers and be relatively health-oriented and focused.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be interesting to see Saturn goes into a square with Neptune and in Sagittarius. So I have a feeling there will be a lot of conversation from the Republican Party and a lot of versions of the truth. But that confusion will continue while Saturn comes up to square Neptune this year.
Well, so we might have a large slate of candidates
mm-hmm.
for a while.
Yes.
And no clear front runner. Yeah.
No clear front runner.
Wow.
Or none that we will admit that is a front runner. I mean, at the moment,
so, I guess
Trump
it'll
is
be
the front runner.
It'll be a political party.
Right.
Right.
Quite literally.
Yep.
And, you know, for instance, I've seen a lot of reportage 10 years ago about the organized crime people that Trump dealt with in his business, but I've never heard a word of it since he's been a politician. And I can't help think that some of that hiding and obfuscating will start to come out as reporters begin to study him more carefully.
Mm-hmm. What was that again? You organized crime stuff?
Stories about, not that he deals with them directly, but a lot of the businesses that he does close business with in the building industry have a record of deep ties to organized crime.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. At
I
least
think
in
that
New York.
Coming out.
Yeah.
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 And again, you know, everybody has dinner with somebody. You can't be responsible for the history of everybody that you have dinner with. And yet, these are kind of tight working relationships, and I think that's going to come out over time, but it may be confused for a while.
Yeah. I don't think anybody quite knows what to do with them right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting to watch because it's such an on-point, forward-push kind of energy. You know, you just kind of are like, what did he say this week?
Yeah.
And you keep thinking he's going to make such a mistake that he's going to be just be out of the picture. So it's hard to take him seriously long enough to do this. But and there's a couple of different birth times for him. But the late Leo is the one that makes sense to me. That gives him a Sagittarius moon, Gemini, Sagittarius moon, Leo rising with Mars on the ascendant in Leo. And born with Venus-Saturn conjunction in Cancer, which fits him, you know, just the real problem with women and lack of trust. And you know, it's often that testing, anger with that. His progressed moon is now at 4 Cancer. So in about 9 months, it comes to oppose Pluto. And I think that's when we're going to see him coming out of the race. It looks like his progressed Sun conjunct his progressed Mars about 2.5 years ago, and I want to bet in Leo, and I want to bet that's when he went into, then he decided to run for president. His progressed Sun in 1 year from now is going into Virgo, and his progressed Moon will be heading into the 12th house. So, and his progressed Mercury conjuncts Pluto also in about a year. So I think this is kind of really running for it, and then the depression when this doesn't work.
Right.
Or when he totally goes cracks. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that how that unfolds.
Right. Yeah, no, he's definitely... I mean, do you think it's megalomania, or you just think he's crazy?
The answer is yes.
Both.
The answer is both. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because it's just kind of, you know, I don't know. He's been around. He's been an institution in New York since I've lived here, but I don't think I've ever heard him talk quite so much.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm kind of like, really? You said what? You know. So that's the part where I'm kind of a little, you know, kind of stunned, I guess.
He's, you know, an example of Gemini. He's born on the full moon with Gemini, Moon, and Sagittarius. They're not known for tact.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's real foot and mouth. What was it? I love the quote from Ann Richards about George Bush, which was, bless his heart, he was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
Right, right.
And
so Trump kind of has the same.
Yeah. And again, I don't think it's calculated. I really do think it just spits it out. And I think people are so, you know, some people are so impressed with his ability to just spit things out and to be that they suspect, you know, that they find that refreshing.
Right.
And
apparently that's true.
That he'll need to keep talking for a while. I think he's going to just stand back and let him talk.
Yeah.
So, do we have? So, what do we see coming up after the new moon in Leo? And again, the new moon about coming back to yourself. And,
which, you know, our friend Ariel was just out.
Santa Fe doing that Venus
Star Point workshop. Beautiful. Santa Fe is beautiful. Heather, why did you leave?
It's
so gorgeous there.
I ask myself that every time I go home.
Every time, yeah. It was really lovely. And I had a massage at 10,000 Waves, and the guy knew you. So I'll give
you... Oh, wonderful. Who'd you have? Sorry, we'll talk about that later.
He's been there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 16 years. It was fun. We had a really good time. So, but beautiful. And so the Venus Star Point, which joins Sun and Venus, it starts a new 8-year cycle, and it forms a at 22 in your chart, mm-hmm. 22 Leo, wherever that is. And
mm-hmm.
it says, okay, let's begin again. Let's start a whole new life, a whole new chapter, a whole new beginning, and about the heart, you know, because wherever Venus and the Sun meet, it's always a heart place. So it's a new
right.
chapter beginning. So that's always a lovely, that's a lovely energy this week that we get to
that
work
is.
With. And a lot about intention, about what you want to
mm-hmm.
bring in, what kinds of new love, new heart, new passions, what's calling you internally. So a lot
and
of
and that's
around.
Emphasized as Venus trines Uranus at the same time.
Yes, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So she's highly excitable and fiery and passionate and
mm-hmm.
full of interesting vim and vigor. So she's got a lot
yeah.
of a lot of positive attributes to her. So it's kind of cool. I'm looking forward
that
to
is.
It.
That is.
Yeah.
So that's on Saturday. So everybody sit down and think
mm-hmm.
about what you want to bring in over the next 8 years around your Leo
mm-hmm.
house.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like?
I'm performing a marriage that day, a wedding.
Nice?
Yes, and they chose it non-astrological, and I noticed that
mm-hmm.
the date that people choose, you know, the other side of, there's electionary astrologer when you ask your astrologer to choose a good date for it. The other one is, you know, I use sort of the reverse. I see a lot about the couple when I look at the time and date that they chose for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually exactly, you know, states their problems and their strengths and what they need.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, this one looks like
chart,
a lovely combination.
Yeah, yeah. And the chart is always about what the relationship's going to be,
mm-hmm.
what it's going to see or face in its
mm-hmm.
travels together.
Yeah.
So this one's actually a very nice star point because it's got a lot of very positive energies with it. So that's kind of
mm-hmm.
cool. So very neat.
Yeah.
So exciting.
And that you know, coming back to yourself, how do you feel? What charges you? What makes you feel lit up? Well, the sun and moon conjunct in Leo, because you'll have more to give the world from there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, next week there's a Saturn Pluto semi square, which may be a little hard on the Republican Party, but it might. You know what? I'm wondering what that's going to bring up. I just see power clashes or some structural difficulties when we have a difficult aspect between Saturn and Pluto. And it's a minor semi-square, but it's still strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can bring up a test of power.
Mm-hmm.
And out of a test of power can be more strength.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good way to look at it. If you feel
yeah.
that your sense of power and empowerment is being tested, go ahead and let it be tested, and it'll make you stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It kind of encourages us to try new things, too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because you
mm-hmm.
run in, you know, you feel like you're pushing up against something, and then people are like, there's kind of a crabby energy with it. And
yes.
and so you kind of go, all right, I'm not gonna do this. I'm gonna go do something else. Or it gets your will up, and then you push
mm-hmm.
a little harder, yeah, to
mm-hmm.
move it forward. So
I just watched that. If right after, you know, it can be like everything's wonderful on Saturday, everything's awful the next day. So
mm-hmm.
just with that beautiful conjunction, to give ourselves room as. For the mood swings that are part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
It actually happens before the Venus. No, does it happen before? No, it happens right afterwards. And yeah, that the moods kind of dive down a bit. Early next week, the Virgo moon on the 15th and 16th, no, that's on Saturday and Sunday, begins to give us. You know, I really feel like this last week in Leo, well, there's still so many planets in Leo. It's important for us to see what do we need to do before the fall begins. What do we need to do before Labor Day weekend to take care of ourselves, to charge up, to take care of our relationships, to do, you know, do joyful things, because I think it's going to be a hard-working fall. I think we've got a lot on the plate, a lot of reality hits. We're going to be busy. It can be very productive. So this last bit of recharging or personal projects is going to be important.
Because we're really going to be working on a deeper level with this energy, you know, and trying to figure out, I think more importantly, what we're accomplishing. That doesn't sound right. More of a kind of a deeper accomplishment, more of where do you want to spend your time? You only have so much energy. What do you actually want to do? Why are you doing it, more importantly?
Right. The whole sense of Virgo is hands-on and, you know, actually making something, crafting something. So that's where the accomplishment is.
And allowing
indeed.
That process to happen. Cool.
And then on Tuesday, Mars sesquiquadrate Chiron, it may be that some of our health issues come up early next week that we just need to pay attention to. Now, I noticed we've only got 3 minutes left, and we've got a couple of callers on the line. Do we want to... I think it may be too late to call on anybody, but we might be able to take one. What do you think?
Yeah,
I've got 4 minutes left, so I've got even less time than you have. But, yeah, I mean, I'm up for it. Whatever.
Okay, let's take one.
Whatever. They've been holding. Huh? Pick one. All right. We will pick this one. Hi, 530-307. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi. I'm so excited.
Good.
Okay.
My name is Leah Marino. My birthday is 6/26/1959. I was born in Los Angeles, California. And I wanted to see where you thought I was at this time. I'm kind of...
What time were you born?
8:18 p.m.
And what was your question?
I just wanted to see where I was at this time. Having a difficult time with my daughter. She's been involved in a lot of really hard things, and she's been living with me, and I just wanted to see where that was going to go.
Okay. You know, their lineup of Leo planets is sitting right on your Venus-Mars-Uranus conjunction in Leo. Can be a need to kind of suffer over your suffering. So when was your daughter born? Quick like a bunny.
She was born 8/08 on 2/6/1994, 8:08 p.m.
Okay, 2/6/1994 at
8:08 p.m.
Okay, and that would make her how old now?
21.
Yeah, and I would not suffer about her suffering. She's coming out of a very tough series of transits. Neptune's been sitting right on her Mercury and Saturn, and she didn't really know who she was. But she's very durable. It looks like she deals with depression.
Yes.
But she bounces. She's durable. She's strong.
Okay.
She just has to deal with depression. Your chart can get a little over-emotional and, you know, melodramatic. So, and you feel everything so deeply, and she doesn't feel things as sensitively as you do.
Right.
So you need to kind of just stand back and let her, and stop keeping your psychic antenna in her. And refocus on showing her what it's like to live a healthy life.
And I have been.
So do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you
I
say,
mean,
Anne?
And also, she's an Aquarian, so the whole thing with them is if you tell them what to do, they go no. But if you give them a choice, it helps make it a lot easier. As a child with a lot of Aquarius in my chart, I mean, she's a good kid. So the Aquarian, she's very creative. So part of this is making you a little crazy is fun for her. And I mean that in a nice way. Not, you know, that she's trying to be mean to you, but by your chart is, it truly worries about her because of the Aquarius, the Venus ruling your children and Venus and Leo, you know, your dream of what a child is. And so she's figuring that out. But her chart looks like she's done with the crappy transit, so that's good. That'll help her not be nearly so depressed.
Good,
and then you'll be
like
less...
She's having like 17 teeth removed. She's having like 17 teeth removed on Monday and going to court on Tuesday. And I'm just like... Oh.
Just tell her, just believe in her. Keep handing her the ice cubes. Take care of her, but don't add to the drama of it. Don't make her worry about you worrying about her.
Okay.
Yeah, and look for opportunities to share power with her. Don't think of it as a, you know, you have the power or she has the power, but really look for sharing and try to develop that sense between you.
Okay,
you're
thank
very
you
important
so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay.
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 Take care.
Bye.
And I think it's time for us to go.
Time to
British
sign
lady
off.
Didn't say anything though. I guess she doesn't care about us anymore. All right.
Well.
Here I'm taking
good
it personally.
Night.
Oh no, the British lady cares. At any rate, Access Astrology is over. Ann Ortley signing off.
Heather Robbins
and Mark Waltz.
Good night.
Thanks for
talk to you all next week. Bye.
Bye.